And it was around March. And then my mother gave birth to the twins, which was in July the 12th. So we got to Shafter, California in March.
I was thinking more about this time in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the things you did there, how that affected your family.
Mm-hmm. About all I can remember there as a child was the severity of the winter there, you know, that it was awfully cold and how you'd have to bundle up and go to school. And I can recall one time going to school, although, now we had a cousin that drove the school bus. By then they had a school bus, you know, and they had what kind of an old bus, I don't know, it seemed like it was an old Ford bus. But I can remember being in a one-room schoolhouse with a little wooden stove in the middle, and the children all sitting around the stove, all different age groups. And she would the teacher would teach three or four wee little ones, that would be the second grade by then I was in. And then there may be maybe four in the next grade, and she would teach all these grades up to eighth grade. And when our bus one time, it was so cold, when we got to pick up this one little boy, we looked out the window and the bus driver jumped off and he said, "That baby's awfully cold." He said, "He's freezing," said, "Let me get him in the bus." And I can remember him jumping out and taking this little boy that was standing there just like a mummy and working over him in the old bus, you know, and getting him warm and massaging him and getting circulation back in and getting him to the school, and the teacher giving him warm water, I think it was, or something. I recall that. But we said always a one little room schoolhouse that we had there in Mexico. So we went to school there, see, so we must stay there several months because we were back in school before we came on to California.
Do you remember your family then getting ready to go on from New Mexico to California?
I just remember getting into the truck and fixing it again, you know, and getting into the truck and loading in, and with the quilts. Quilts had a big impression, probably because they, you know, and the food was canned food, and
your mother had canned.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it was canned food, and we never once, I guess, stopped. Well, I don't think they had them in those days. I can't recall that they'd have restaurants you could stop in, you know, and go to. I can remember stopping probably with our truck beside the at a Spanish colony one night, and they was having a funeral or someone had just passed away, and they asked my mother to stay and help with the family. And I can remember eating the Spanish food with these people after the restaurant, and it was interesting because they weren't so much Spanish as they were Indian, and it broke my heart as a child to see these beautiful quilts being put into the grave with this mother. Evidently it was a mother that had passed away. And as a child I remember my mother telling me, well, this is their belief, that they take some of their personal things with them. And this Indian burial was a great impression on me because they would put some pretty beads in there and all, and I thought, ooh, being a vain little girl, I thought I'd love those beads. And where are they going to put the dirt in on her and all of these beautiful possessions? And that was along the way in that we stopped at this funeral. Now, whether or not that was a friend of my mother's being Indian or something, I don't know. But I can recall how they put those beautiful possessions, and days were hard then. And it's